This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A recent large-scale cyber attack targeting top Polish politicians was launched from Russia, the leader of Poland's governing right-wing party said on Friday. Poland's top officials, ministers, lawmakers of various political stripes were the subject of the cyber attack, he added. Lawmakers of the EU member state held a closed-door session on Wednesday to discuss what the government spokesman has called an unprecedented cyber attack. Last week, someone hacked into the private email account of Poland's vaccination chief. Some of the emails were later released on the encrypted messaging system Telegram. Tensions have flared between Poland and Russia on several issues, including Moscow's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine and support for Belarusian strongman Alexander Lukashenko. Copies of pro-democracy tabloid Apple Daily are flying off the shelves of Hong Kong kiosks on Friday. Hong Kong police charged the paper's chief editor and chief executive with collusion with a foreign country to endanger national security. Officers raided the company's newsroom and arrested senior staff members on Thursday, all part of an inquiry into whether some of its articles threatened China's national security. The 26-year-old paper combines liberal discourse with celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. It's increased its Friday press run to 500,000 copies, up from just 80,000 the previous day. Police arrested five executives over allegations of, quote, collusion with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security. They also froze more than $2 million of assets owned by three companies linked to the paper. It was the second time police had raided the newsroom after the arrest of media tycoon Jimmy Law last year. You can find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Liberian rebel commander was sentenced in Switzerland to 20 years in jail on Friday for rape, killings, and an act of cannibalism in one of the only Civil War-era cases from his West African country to go on trial. The case was Switzerland's first war crimes trial in a civilian court and involved 46-year-old Alayu Kosaya, who went by the nickname Bluff Boy in the rebel faction Ulimo that fought former President Charles Taylor's army in the 1990s. Kosaya was arrested in 2014 in Switzerland, where he'd been living as a permanent resident. A 2011 Swiss law allows prosecution for serious crimes committed anywhere under the principle of universal jurisdiction. He had denied all the charges and told the Swiss federal criminal court he was a minor when first recruited into the conflict. The United Nations said Friday, despite the coronavirus pandemic, the number of people fleeing war and persecution continued rising last year, with global displacement climbing to over 82 million, double the figure a decade ago. A fresh report from the UN Refugee Agency shows worldwide displacement figures swelled by around 3 million in 2020 after an already record-breaking year in 2019, leaving a full 1% of humanity uprooted and displaced. The report highlights how drawn-out crises like those in Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Yemen are continuing to force people to flee, while eruption of violence in places like Ethiopia and Mozambique are causing surging displacement. The fact that the numbers rose for the ninth straight year was all the more devastating because COVID-19 restrictions had been expected to limit displacement, according to experts. The UN agency found that by the end of 2020, a record 82.4 million people were living as refugees or asylum seekers or in so-called internal displacement within their own countries, up from some 40 million in 2011. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election in which ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi is seen as all but certain to coast to victory after all serious rivals were barred from running. Turnout is expected to fall to a new low in a country exhausted by a punishing regime of U.S. economic sanctions that has dashed the hopes of many for a brighter future. The supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, cast the first vote in Tehran and then urged Iran's nearly 60 million eligible voters to follow suit before the scheduled close of polls at midnight local time. Iranian opposition groups abroad and some dissidents at home have urged a boycott of the vote they see as an engineered victory for Raisi, the 60-year-old head of the judiciary. Results are expected around noon local time Saturday. If no clear winner emerges, a runoff will be held Friday next week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.